ready? One, two, ready?
Yes.
Mike, how were the conditions this morning in terms of
It was challenging initially. I thought the first session was the ball was doing a bit, and Kimar Roach holder bowled great areas, and it wasn't easy because there was a lot of moisture and the ball was doing a bit.
In terms of watching Rahul's dismissal from the other end, then your dismissal also was kind of similar. He was playing more defensive. You were pushing at the ball. What was it that Holder was doing that was causing more trouble than any other way?
I think Holder is just bowling great areas. He's not giving you an inch. He's there, pegging in those areas. Just pegging on length, short of length, and he doesn't give many free deliveries for you to score off. So the pressure is always there. Even if you defend him off for a spell, he's bowled 6-7 overs, and in that he's given three or four maidens. So as a batsman, you're not getting much out of him.
Man, how was it facing Ricky Conwell, tall off spinner? So and he also bowls, the release is also very high. So did he...
I think Rakim's very, 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 he forms good clusters. He's very consistent, and he keeps bowling those areas, So I thought, it wasn't very easy to score off him. And we took our time, and it was very important for Virat and me to actually get a partnership going. And it was important that, one of us went on to score big.
Was he getting more bounce than, say, Rostron Chase and original spinners?
Yeah, definitely. He does get a lot more bounce compared to many other spinners. And, he just keeps hitting those lengths where you're not very sure whether you want to go back or you want to go front.
Was he the tallest spinner you faced?
Yeah, probably the tallest.
Based on conversations you had, before the match started and as of right now, what are your thoughts on where the team is at end of the day one?
I think we're in a great position. To have just lost 5 wickets on a track like that was, I think, good effort from our side. It'll be very important that we continue to pile on runs and continue to pile on as many as we can.
Mind on personal front, obviously the big series coming up in South Africa. So good to be sometimes when the series obviously coming up and
Very honestly, I'm not thinking much ahead because, in a test championship over a period of 2 years, every game is important. You can't sit and think, okay, this is the next series and what I need to do for that series. Very, very important game for us, this one. We have to close down the series and try and get a win. As many points as we can stack up together, it's nothing like it.
What are the things that you guys need to do first session tomorrow?
Like I said, Bob, we're trying. I think the key is going to be that we pile on as many runs as we can and make it tough for them.
Last thing, obviously we had a third one, and then watching Virat Kohli from the other end. Could you compare and contrast on how you approach yours as well as how he approached his?
I thought he batted beautifully to just negate the time before lunch. And to come out after lunch with that kind of positivity was amazing. To watch him bat like that, and obviously he gets in a lot of intensity when he comes to bat. And because we bat in different positions, I don't think it'll be right to compare.
Last one.
Oh,
what
is Sabina Park like in terms of batting and the conditions as the day progressed?
I can say it got a little better to bat on. After the first session, the wicket got a lot more harder. As the sun beat down, the wicket lost some of its moisture. So it just kept getting a little better to bat on. But I think credit must be given to the West Indian bowlers, especially Roach and Holder, where they've just kept coming and kept pulling tight lines.
What are those discussions are all about? Is it technical? It's obviously
Yeah, we do have a little technical talk. We make sure, you know, if he just watches us bat, if he feels that there is something that we can do, we can improve, he communicates that to us, and you know, he's very open to a conversation, and you know, we question him and cross question him as to why should we be looking to do that, and what are the advantages we're going to get. So it's nice, you know, we always have good conversations about batting, which I think really helps.